Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.
Here's my shirt. People always ask what my shirts say because I wear them like that and they don't know. So there it is, Kansas City. Normal. Our guest today, so excited to have this dude. You know him from his many years on Saturday Night Live and probably about a million motion picture roles. Horatio Sanz is here. And we've got the biggest in-studio audience that we've had.
I know, it's
They're
fantastic.
Excited to see you, I guess.
And I heard that they're also allowed to feel the smoke. Take it in.
They might have some secondhand action over there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of debate about whether or not that would work, because they are way over there. It's not like we're shotgunning them or anything. But thanks for coming on, and you brought this?
Eshrock.
I mean, we stuck the name of our network on there, but because no opportunity should go missed when it comes to
the
getting
Jashrock
the Jash
shakes.
Word out there. But that's their Jashrock shakes from Jess Donalds?
Yeah, Jess Donalds.
I'm liking it. Can't love it. I can't be loving it.
It's only between 600 and 800 calories.
And how do you do it? I mean, you lost a lot of weight, but you enjoy marijuana and Jashrock shakes. How does that work out? Do you work out a lot, or what's your secret?
I kind of don't eat a lot, but I do eat. I probably
when you do eat, it's this.
Well, a little bit, yeah. And I try to, like earlier today, I had a kale salad of some kind. I try to balance it. You see,
mm-hmm.
It's so good, right?
Punish yourself at one meal, and then have fun at the next one.
Yeah, and so yeah, I don't like have big meals either.
Yeah, that's. I think the smaller meals is a good way to go. I mean, I no one really is looking to me for diet tips, but I've at least managed to stay the same size.
That's great.
It's hard when you're doing stuff like this, where you're just the whole point is to get as high as you possibly can, and then when we're done, it's dinner time. You know, so that's it's hard to not have a crazy meal. But let's get into, because we're at exactly 4:20 Pacific Standard Time, we're going to start smoking. I believe that makes it midnight for our friends in the UK that are watching.
Oh, that's cool.
And you get to pick not only what kind of device you want to smoke out of, but also do you prefer a sativa over indica?
I prefer sativa.
Yeah, because it's, I'm sure every once in a while you're in some sort of show when you may have smoked some sativa, and that's good for, you know, at least in your own head you're having fun and
exactly
being creative.
I don't know how it affects everyone else, but I'm having...
You're doing all right.
I'm doing all right, yeah.
Yeah, and you never like smoked weed before appearing on camera at SNL, did you?
No.
That would be tough. You'd laugh in every scene if you were hot. Instead of just the Debbie Downer where you guys broke is one of my favorite things of all time, because it's a hilarious sketch just on the surface of it, and it's at Disneyland, so I love that too. But it's also so funny that you guys keep laughing, and you know, and each taking turns sort of breaking. And Lindsay Lohan is sitting next to you.
Yeah, and it's
which has got to be weird. Why weren't you on her list of dudes that she fucked?
It was just there was too many at the time.
I bet you she couldn't
really
spell Horatio.
That's okay. We all were. The whole building was crazy with Lindsay Lohan fever.
I'm sure
it was weird.
She was. I thought she was amazing as a young person.
But about Debbie Downer, I think it's one of those things that it's the most fun I've ever had doing anything. So if you watch it, it's just kind of joyous. So if any tragedy, you know, happens and you feel sad.
Any naysayers about you and Jimmy laughing during sketches, it's just like, fuck that. Those guys are having fun, and that, to me, that translates to the viewer more than people that are just, you know, especially when the sketch is really silly and may not be winning over the audience. To me, that's... Yeah. But the Debbie Downer sketch was a perfect combo of a great sketch that just somehow everybody started to lose it.
And it was fun
watching everybody try to maintain.
Throughout the commercials and, the run-throughs and the...
You want to start up that joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. And I'll hit this because it's 420, so we have to hit something.
My friend Jess taught me how to do this where you burn off the paper. So then you have this beautiful open area.
That's like a magic trick. You should do that for yourself at the end of this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
people at home.
Take the day off, Gabe. All right, let's talk about these strains and what it is we're smoking. Most of the table is sativa. We've got some indica if you really want to go for it. But the sativa we have today is the Jack Herrera. And it's one of the most cherished sativas on our Leafly. Do you ever go to leafly.com?
No.
They tell you all about how strains work and stuff. And in this case, they say that, of course, this strain was named after a man, the legendary Emperor of Hemp, they call him. I'd call him if I had been there when they were naming him, I would have called him the Emperor of Hemperer.
Or just the Emperor.
The Hemperer, sure. See, we're both punching up.
We both have.
But this strain can immediately flip a bad mood around. I was in a good mood, so I guess, you know.
Oh, no.
Now I might be in a shitty mood. Hope it doesn't flip both ways. But then they have reviews on Leafly that people write in, and we hope to get a review of this strain from you at the end of the show. We'll ask you what your review is. But someone said about this one, I felt like I was teleporting around. I would often look around and wonder how I got to a place. That's a good high. When you're just like,
that's a great
high. How did I thought I was...
It's a great, if you're trying to find a party or something and your friend has made... like four wrong turns, you're okay. You're like,
right.
Hey, we'll get
you're
there.
You're just at the party going, I don't know how we got here, but
yeah.
I'm glad it's over. I was in a car with Kate McCucci at a comedy festival in Washington, D.C., if I may drop a name and a city.
Gorgeous, and, funny young lady.
Yeah, she's great. But we got into like the minorest of fender benders in an Uber car and had to sit there and wait while everyone sorted it all out.
Another Uber should pull right up or something. But the guy was just like made us wait while he got the insurance info of the other driver.
Like in New York, when you're in a cab and the guy starts having road rage with other cabbies or other drivers, and then, like, they're about to fight, and you're like, Jesus, man.
Yeah. I'm not part of this.
I can't take sides
either. I don't
agree
with this guy.
Just because I'm here doesn't mean I'm on his side.
Yeah, no, it's quite often you're in the backseat of some maniac who's just screaming at nice, innocent people, and you're just sitting there.
Always.
Afgoo is the indica that we have today, and Leafly users say the strain causes sleepiness and binge eating marathons. See, I don't need either of those things. I like to stay awake and not eat too much. But a reviewer wrote, this strain will couch lock noobs. Noobs.
Noobs.
N-O-O-B-S.
What will it do for
like newbies wasn't.
Olds.
I don't know. I guess, you know.
Because you and I are a couple olds.
Yeah, if somebody's like a really good pot smoker, then maybe it's no big deal. Maybe we should try it.
But munchies are good too. I mean, it's sometimes if you save it and you're like, I'm going to get a fruit hand pie.
Or a Jashnok shake.
Yeah. It makes food taste like twice as good, right? Right, guys?
Have you had much experience or pleasure in the vaporizer area?
Yeah, I have.
These guys,
there?
Monarch, is a vaporizer we've been using on the show for the last few weeks, and some people love it. One guy was weird about it, but it's...
When you say weird, was he, like, coughing or...
He just didn't like how it tasted. And I sort of agreed. This week it's loaded with Super D sativa. So I guess the D probably stands for diesel, so Super Diesel. What you do is you press the button five times to turn it on. One, two, three, four, five. And then it'll blink to let you know you can do it. And then hold the button down while you smoke.
Pretty tasty this week.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's real nice.
And that is yours, Dave.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, you can
hang on
to that.
That's fantastic.
Actually, possibly even two of them, because they come in boxes of two. I don't know what they retail for, but PharmaJanes.com is where you go to find the Monarch vaporizer.
Well, you guys saw like a real true reaction. Like, yeah, I got way too excited
genuine.
For a vaporizer. And I have a few, too. But there's something about... You know, I did the...
Yeah, let's do it again.
Oh, no, it died out. No? Okay.
Yeah, you have to leave it dormant for like 5 minutes or 2 minutes or some reasonable amount of time before that you have to go through the whole five-button thing again. And there's a, you know, they're easy to charge and they're easy to refill. And
it looks like a pen for mm-hmm. your work.
And
why what?
And for those wondering, Pharma Janes is a medical marijuana delivery service. And you can get stuff like the vaporizers and the oils that you need for them delivered right to your house.
Right to your house?
Yeah. Somebody, I think the bowling alley opened up next door. Somebody dropped their first throw.
You know, Milton Berle did that at SNL in his monologue. He had someone drop a weight
so that he could then riff on somebody just fucking knocking something over.
Riffing on the union or something. You know, some joke about that.
Yeah, that's like if you're a comic in a club and you want to say, just put that anywhere, you hire someone to drop a glass.
And it's pretty cheap, right? Like a drink. Usually.
Yeah, or you could just go off on the person, just, like really make fun of them for dropping the thing, and maybe pay that waitress to pretend to cry. Oh, it was a terrible show, but it was pretty interesting watching that comic make that waitress cry just because she dropped something. Mm. See, I'm going to end up hitting this more than the pipes if I'm not careful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you for bringing it.
I didn't want to bring it out and just be like, ha ha, funny, but we're watching our weight. You know? You've seen people do that nonsense. No, we're really doing it.
Yeah, people have come on here and just taken a hit and thought that they were going to get away with that. And I keep passing it to them.
And they just still
Or I try to remember to, anyway.
So people have come here and just, they've done one token...
Yeah, but, you know, I appreciate anybody showing up and getting high on camera. Like, if it's just one toke, if that's how they do it, if that's what they're into, then
Depends
fine.
How famous they are.
Then fine. And then they should be happy they don't have a Twitter account because they're going to read over and over again what a pussy they are. The people really, really climb all over the people that don't smoke enough. They give me a hard time because I still haven't learned how to clear this. And I try every week.
If you can't do it, I don't know how good I'll be able to.
It's because it's tricky. It's not because it's not just about just taking a massive hit. It's like, I'll show you. You'll see. It's weird. Yes, Google still can't do it. And they get mad at me for letting all that smoke out right away to talk. But, I can't clear it. Matt Walsh did it. But I think he never put his finger on the thing. I think he just pulled one little, like, hit a little corner of it and pulled it straight through.
Yeah, he cheated. You're very competitive, Matt Walsh. You got to watch out. He'll cheat with stuff like that.
Well, it's funny. You know, I had this TV thing that I did... called The High Road. Not many people saw it. But then he did a movie, directed an improvised movie, and called it The High Road.
I'm in it.
And yeah, and when I first heard it was called The High Road, I like contacted him right away, and I said, oh, dude, just so you know, I've got a thing called The High Road that I did. And he goes, okay, now I know. Like, does not give a shit. Like, I would be like, oh, shit, I got to change the title. I don't want to have the same name. But he's like, that's okay.
He may have missed the point.
Yeah, he was very... I guess, yeah, maybe I should have sounded angry or something. But I was more or less just kind of hoping that he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll call it something else. But, like, it even matters, really.
I just always get...
That's funny, though.
I always think titles should just... One thing should have that title. I hate when something new comes along with the same name as something else. But now it's something else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Something completely different, too. Not like a remake.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Let's do your high history. Horatio Sanz, put you on the spot. What was the second time... Tell us about your second time smoking marijuana.
I think I was going to see the Beatles tribute. I was going to see the Beatles. That's how old I am.
You sound so old. I was going to see the Beatles. They had just come to America. You were going to see them do what?
I was going to see the show in Burbank, Bowl, like a Beatles tribute thing.
Oh, and you thought that's a good time to get high because the Beatles were always high?
And my girlfriend
Sergeant Peppers and whatnot?
And this is only a few years ago.
I freaked out,
and I was laughing, and I was like, are there helicopters? They're going to see us, you know, and then she recorded it, and it was...
So that's really why ridiculous. You were never high on SNL, is you weren't really smoking.
No, because I drank a lot.
Yeah, right.
And I don't drink, and then when I drank and smoked, it was a nightmare.
So now
I
you're...
I jump out a window.
So now you just smoke?
No, I just smoke, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. You're a perfect advocate for how it can work out for people. You know, some people, if they have a bad reaction to it, then of course they're not going to want it. But anybody that wants marijuana is probably self-medicating to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And will be fine. I'm sure some people are going to get extra lazy or extra sleepy. And, you know, but that's, as a society, we should take care of them.
I think the whole...
We take care of our drunks.
If the whole earth was sleepy, if the whole earth was just a little more sleepy and lazy, there'd be less wars, man.
Right. You just have to get more used to snoring. Like, you'd have to, if you hate snoring, it'd probably be real bad. Because,
Do you snore?
I snore, and I can fall asleep on a dime, you know?
That's fantastic.
Like, because I fly so much, and, like, a lot of times, even during takeoff and landing, you just want to sleep. So you're in that bold, upright chair, just like this, and I can sleep like that. It's so now when I'm in a movie theater and it's a really comfortable seat, I'm just like, oh, Noah.
What? Are you disappointed with Noah at that point in the film?
No, that's the thing is I could even, a couple times I've fallen asleep during movies I'm enjoying, you know, but like sometimes like they lull you into sleep. Like I tried to watch Frozen in my hotel room. I had to like go back and watch everything I missed later that same day because it just sent me into an amazing nap. Because it's that movie's just all girls singing ballads, and that's like, that to me is
time to go to sleep.
For me, it's bowling. Bowling coverage. The best sleep aid.
You just turn on bowling?
Well, no.
It's got to be Sunday afternoon or something, right?
It has to be Sunday afternoon, yeah. Well, now you can DVR it, which is something I plan to do.
Just have footage of
bowling and golf.
Bowling. Golf is, I probably would fall asleep even faster because I'm squinting at the TV the entire time. Like, where is the ball?
Yeah, you're doing your Tiger Woods impression.
So that's cool. That's cool that you that you were a super late bloomer on the smoking. That's good. That's a good
story. Yeah, and I was really weird about it, too. On top of everything else, I was like, oh, no, I don't know about that. And if other people smoked, I'd be weirded out.
But did you have a first time where it didn't really affect you? That's kind of usually the case.
When I was like 20, I had the time that the first time was awesome, and the second time was I told the truth, a falsehood.
Is it you?
I tried it once when I was like 20 or something, and then it freaked me out because I was drinking.
But that's why I asked, tell us about your second time, because everybody kind of has some sort of lapse between the first time and the second time, because the first time didn't work, or they thought it didn't work. So that's your story, but then you had a huge span between, there was probably 10 years between the first time I tried it.
Oh, really?
And then when I really genuinely picked it up, yeah.
What happened the first time?
Yeah, it's almost like you need a pot mentor to talk you through it that first time, instead of somebody just passing you like a pin or joint of shitweed.
You need a sponsor.
I'm talking to you hippies that live next door to me. They were nice. I don't know what kind of weed they gave me. I didn't smoke it right at all.
Is this the ashtray?
You can put it into this thing here. The bottom of it's rubber and everything just dumps right out. Nothing sticks at the bottom of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Your sponsors, too, probably, right?
We'd love to have Pokeball as a sponsor, but we turned it around so you can't see Pokeball because they're not one yet, and you know.
Oh, well, yeah, come on, Pokeball.
Some things are actually a sponsor.
Get it together.
Come on, Arc Vaporize. No, Pharma Janes is a sponsor for this
fine,
episode.
Fine product.
Pharma Janes. I always want to say Pharma James. Idiot. Let's do some pot topics after these commercial messages.
Hello. Simply put, there are just too many videos on our website. That's why we're going to permanently delete all videos from YouTube and start fresh with Jash. So who is Jash?
Jash. Okay, let's move on to A Streetcar Named Desire. We are currently on chapter 7, and we're learning for the first time that the streetcar that these guys want so much is hard to track down. What are you writing?
I'm writing down what you're saying.
I don't get you. Thanks a lot, class.
Jash. All right, Daniel, we'll talk about that later. He's talking to me about some movie, like seconds with
okay. Too close.
Too close. Do people do that in SNL? Just
oh no way!
Hey, Horatio, you been in the movies? 2-1 All right, bro. 2,314 viewers watching us live streaming right now.
How many?
On my YouTube channel, 2,314.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not a record or anything though, is it?
I think it's the most that's ever watched live.
I think maybe you're wrong, but I think we got up to 26 or something one time. But anyway,
I'll take it. I mean,
still amazing.
If it's number one ever,
still great. And and you know, 100,000 or more people will see this episode in the archive spot over the next couple of months. And they just told me that the Aubrey Plaza episode, along with Alias Shawkat, how do you pronounce it? Shawkat. Alias Shawkat was on. And she was great, and so is Aubrey Plaza. And they just passed 500,000 views on YouTube of their episode of this show.
I'm one of those.
You watched that one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So you had a lot of you had an idea what you were in for. A lot of people don't watch it, and then they get here, and it's full of surprises.
No, I'm ready for the surprises.
You know we're going to.
I want it.
You know
I'm
you're going to see
surprises.
A magic trick. Gabe has probably done a magic trick for you before, like at UCB backstage or something.
Probably.
Yeah. You can't meet him and not have him go, you want to see a magic trick? And
I'm sorry, but
I really like the card ones better than the ones where his pants
magic.
Are suddenly around his ankles. And,
oh, sorry, we're both talking. I was just saying I almost dislike magic. So,
me
so
too.
If someone comes up to me and says I have a magic trick, it'll be like, fuck, okay. Cool. You know, I have to pretend I like it, but I really just don't... I know it's a trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think Seinfeld said it best. Something like, I'm great and you're a dick. Is what magicians are saying. Figure this out,
dummy.
Asshole.
You little simpleton.
That's why there's rarely a, weightlifter, bully magician. Which would be a fun character in a sketch. Very aggressive magician. I guess Jim Carrey tried to do it in that Burt Wonderstone movie, Aggressive Magic. But anyway, let's get to the pot topics. We got
great
pot topics today.
You guys are going to get so sued for that.
For singing that song?
Yeah. Wow.
You're the guy that gets high and still worries about stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think your meter's going to expire. Shut up, Doug. You're high. I like to be that way, though. I like to be...
cover your bases.
Yeah, exactly. But now that marijuana is legal and our friends Colorado made it legal, the local residents are finding that if they drive out of state with a license plate that says Colorado. The neighboring states, I would guess Idaho, Montana, shit like that, they are, the cops there are just pulling them over and searching their cars, just assuming that a Colorado plate means you have weed in the car. What do you think of that?
I think that's really terrible.
Yeah.
It's profiling.
It gives white people a chance to find out what it's like to not be white.
That's true.
Because they'll pull over every white hippie-looking situation. Every VW van is going to get pulled over.
Yeah, it may set some precedent, you know, judicial precedent.
Or, it's bad. It's bad. I joke around about it, but that shouldn't be happening. And also, don't do that. Don't, if you do have Colorado plates, just drive your car, that car in Colorado.
Yeah, don't do
if
that.
If you're going to maybe have something on you.
Yeah.
If you have the kind of pockets you don't always know about.
They're having trouble when they go into another state. That people are going at the car like zombies.
People want
to, like,
their weed.
Get secondhand smoke or get their weed.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, where are you from? Come here, I want to show you a museum in the back of the gas station. Pot topic number two. The Oregon Health Authority, just 2 days ago, was hot off the presses. 2 days ago, decreed that they're taking back their anti-baked goods stance. They were going to have it so that you couldn't sell any edibles in any of the dispensaries in the state of Oregon. And then they backed it up to now the rule is you just can't have cannabis products that look attractive to minors, like food that is shaped like an animal. This is like such an easy adjustment to make, you know. Stop making them look like bunnies.
I mean, it's going to suck.
Go ahead and make them all
Easter?
Look like dildos or whatever. It can't look like toys or candy. Can't look like candy. That's a tough one. But, you know, there's plenty of things that don't look like candy, and you can't have packaging with cartoons on it. So you got to remove your little character that you drew on your medical marijuana package. Some little guy, like a squirrel. Let's do a Twitter question before we finish up one more exciting pot topic. Wow, this is a tough one probably for you, maybe. Tim Daverton, I almost said Dim Taverton. He wants to know, Horatio, what's your favorite memory of being at the UCB Theater?
At the UCB Theater?
Yeah, that's a lot of memories right there.
There's a lot of memories.
Do they think you're like a weed-smoking robot?
I mean,
give me one,
I think when I first met you, we were at a UCB, or maybe the first time we hung out, actually, but it was at UCB Del Close Marathon.
Well, I get why sometimes now, I just never saw that, I wasn't privy to the transition from non-pot smoker to pot smoker, because I used to run into you, I guess, when you were not a pot smoker, and I didn't think you were mean to me, but I also thought you just didn't know who I was, and so that's why we never spoke, even though we were in the same room a few times.
Yeah, I think it took
then,
me a few times.
Then at one point, something was being passed around, and we were talking, and next thing I knew, it was all like, yeah, my friend Horatio, you know, but you went from just like a guy I see around, because I always, you know, I've always liked your work, you know, thought you were funny, and so what happened when we were at the Del Close Marathon? Like, was that the year that you had on a, like one of those red and white straw hats, red, white, and blue, you know, like a... Who wears those? Like from The Music Man or something. Those stupid old hat, like a 4th of July hat. But you were supposed to be maybe Darth Vader or...
Wow. it's very hard to remember.
Yeah, but it's all a blur. But those things are always so much fun.
I'm just going to say, for lack of a better answer... I played the joke.
Turn Nevermore deserves a better answer. Tad.
Yes. Turn Nevermore.
Bitch.
What's his name?
It's Tim Daverton. Or Doverton? What would you do with that? Let's
Doverton.
Get the writing Dover, definitely
I think
smaller
it's
for me on future episodes. Let's get it as tiny as possible.
I
these cards I can read.
I dress as the Joker, like, really a lot. very soon after Heath Ledger died, and I threw smoke bombs into the audience, and I remember there were articles in the paper how offensive it was, and that kind of really made me happy. And I feel for. Sounds like such bullshit.
It was a terrible thing that happened.
It was a terrible thing that happened, and like that groan laugh is the best sometimes, right?
Well, just hearing about it, I'm laughing about it because I know that you're, as a comic spirit, your intention isn't to hurt people's feelings or to attack anyone.
Never, no.
Yeah. But that bit does bum people out, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet some people are really bummed out by it, but the ones that are delighted by it are not only really, really super into it, but it's also, for them, it's a release. It's just unfortunate that there's some people that it's going to make them sad, but for the people that sort of thing is frightening to them and they can't get it out of their mind, laughing about it is, you know, is a good thing, I think.
I mean, that's exactly why I do it.
Yeah.
So it's not so powerful.
Because it's funny, but also
I try to take away its power by being like, ah, fuck it, it happened.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, there's all these rules about how soon after you can get away with that.
Yeah.
And the public gets to decide now. You make a joke on Twitter and you get people right back too soon. And I go, well, think of that joke again in a couple days and let me know if I was wrong. You know, I rarely untweet. But the third pot topic, does it really say, yeah, there's two number two pot topics. That's funny. The third one is a report commissioned by the White House says that the number of chronic marijuana users, chronic is the people that use marijuana 4 or more days in a month. Four days in a month is a chronic pot smoker. But they said that it increased 84% between the year 2000 and 2010. 84% of people that were using it. I don't follow the math on that, but also the amount of marijuana consumed has climbed 89% in that decade.
And I guess that's why it's becoming legal, because people that smoke pot are becoming politicians.
Well, also politicians, you know, on both sides would argue that, you know, that the politics plays too big of a part in our personal lives, you know. That's a big conservative thing. So I can't see why everyone isn't just going to get on board. They're just going to get on board slowly, because somehow announcing it as a politician that you're for legalization makes just certain people just immediately put you in the nutcase category.
Still?
I think so, yeah. Or maybe it's, you know, it's probably getting better, but they're still kind of crawling along. Like, it's not going to be on the ballot in California till 2016 because they just didn't want to rush it. I was told is the reason.
I thought there was a guy who was running for Senate in Chicago that was like, yeah, I want to legalize it.
Yeah, there's people that are doing that, but I think that they must be crunching the numbers and in whatever wherever they are, realizing that it's not going to stick them out on a limb. But there's too many places like Texas where there's just too many people that live there that are just against it. Even though Austin is one of the best pot cities in the world, I'd say, even though they're in the middle of Texas. We got to go to another commercial break. This is flying by. We'll be back with Horatio Sands. I have never seen more of a scramble coming back from commercial than on this particular episode. The table was surrounded with people. And it was like, 3, 2, 1, ah! It's like cockroaches, and we just turn on the light.
Yeah, that's what I think of you guys. You're like cockroaches. Get the fuck, hide from me.
Spray them fuckers.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes left to go in the show and a lot of business to take care of. Like, look at your plugs card. I mean, you're a man that just, you know what you need and you demand it. One plug that they had to drag out of you. A video fundraiser for a better you movie on Indiegogo. What does that mean?
Matt Walsh directed a movie and we need more money to finish it.
It's called A Better You. And I, of course, had a TV show called A Better You.
Are you serious?
And when I confronted Matt about it, he just didn't care.
Just doesn't care.
Yeah, no. Okay, so that's his movie, A Better You.
That's his follow-up to High Road.
Uh-huh. And sounds really funny. He's got a lot of great people in it. And thank you. But that's nice of you to mention that. But you don't have any of your own projects to,
No, I mean, I do, but they're not out. They're not going to be out for a while. But you could always, I like to plug my Twitter because I have fun on there. Mr. Horatio Sands.
Okay. Some other guy's got Horatio Sands?
Yeah.
That's annoying when that happens.
The Horatio Sands. The real Horatio Sands.
Because it probably really is his name, right? Other people could have that name.
Sure.
I'll believe it when I see it. I'm going to be doing stand-up at Hyenas in Dallas, Texas this Monday, April 7th. The Comedy Zone in Charlotte on Saturday, April 12th. And the Orange Peel, it's the name of a club, in Asheville, North Carolina on Sunday, April 13th. All of my dates are douglovesmovies.com. You've been on Doug Loves Movies podcast.
I'm sorry. Would love to have
you on again sometime.
I'm going to do it again, but I'm doing the Chicago Improv Festival this weekend.
There you go.
I almost forgot.
That's a solid plug.
Chicago Improv Festival. I got a show
all
on Saturday
long.
And Askhead on Sunday. Beautiful.
Yeah, Askhead is a staple of the Upright Citizens Brigade.
With Matt Walsh.
Fun show.
Are you going to be there?
I will not be at that particular festival this weekend. I am all over the place. Friday night I'm in Miami, and then Saturday night I'm back here in Los Angeles for a benefit here, and then Sunday I'm in Dallas, Texas. Yeah, I make my own schedule, and I go where I want when I want. So that's the
you must have
the
miles
route
up
I'm taking.
The wazoo.
I got a lot of miles for that kind of behavior. Yeah, a lot of miles and a lot of. Watch a lot of movies on planes. Okay, so we've been smoking the, and you can have some more of anything you want here. We've been smoking the Jack Herrera the entire episode. What is your like one or two sentence review of the Jack? And if I like your answer, I'll give you points, and I'll yell it. Points.
I want to say that there's numbness. And it's pleasant. Everything's pleasant.
Okay.
So, numb and pleasant. I think it's...
No, I think that's a good review. I want to say that there's numbness and it's pleasant.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're... Like, a severe case of numbness is paralysis, and that's
right,
not
fun.
Right,
that would be bad, but we can move around.
Yeah, a little slight
case of numbness.
I think
I'm telling
numbness.
My arms to do this. I think I have free will. all right. So that's your review. We'll get Leafly to put that on there. And for the viewers at home, this is a fun new feature. Next week, we're going to smoke some Alaskan Thunderfuck. Oh, my. And L.A. Confidential. So if you can get your hands on those strains by next Wednesday, sit down and try them with us. I guess we'll have to try the indica next time, just because.
I was going to say you should have a.
Some people are probably smoking indica at home.
You should have a 10 minutes where people can just walk in and come visit you. This would be a very popular, like just a little rest area, on your way back from Sony. You come in here, sit on
people
the couch.
People in the neighborhood just come in.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a few pops, sign a release, and go.
Yeah. It'd be like Carson in the old days when everybody would just go and get drunk over there.
or Jimmy Kimmel in the early days.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When his show first started, I was there
those
all
days.
The time. Boozing it up, great food. Food's still pretty good. Haven't been there in a minute. So you already know this is coming, but here it is anyway.
it's time for you to watch a magic trick. Game time.
Hey, Horatio.
Hi.
How's it going?
This
What's is pretty simple. Gabe.
Gabe.
Nice
to
meet you.
I'm helping out.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate it. Place it back in. I told you I made a prediction. I actually put it in my phone. Let's see.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir.
That was great, Doug.
Hey, Gabe, come over here for a second.
Oh, no.
Hey, look at this, everybody.
Hey!
It's Gabe's birthday. Here you go.
Get in here.
Make a wish.
Can we sing happy birthday, or do we don't have the rights?
Hang on to it. That's yours to keep.
Oh, thank you so
much. All right.
Glad
happy birthday.
So many people.
Get out of here.
Mint and Oreos.
Yeah,
if there's happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and if there's time left, do you want a slice of that?
No, thank you.
It's just, I think it's the same flavor as the shake. I mean,
these are some of the sacrifices I make in life.
So many delicious, so many delicious treats. Why won't they sell us a mug? Well, because we need the mugs to have on the table when the magic trick comes up, and then somebody has to run in and grab it so that they can get the shot.
Ah, this beautiful mug.
Were you impressed by his trick?
Yes, I was. Except there was a
he always leaves stuff behind where you could just double check and make sure these are real cards or whatever. But I won't. I don't do it. I don't get into that. That's where I'm at with magic, is I just let it happen and try to enjoy it without.
But you enjoy it still.
I enjoy making my guests watch it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I like Gabe. I just don't, you know, I don't need to see the tricks.
I was also high enough to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's part of the fun of it, is that we know that when someone's high and watching a trick, it's not like it makes you dumb, but it just makes you...
more accepting. And
you just love everything's amazing, you know? Like, it's just, like, just happy to be alive and somebody's practiced something, gotten really good at it.
And they're it's showing, a celebration
showing
of life.
It to you. It is. Magic. A celebration of life. Which I guess that could also be a review of the strain we smoked today.
If you like that one better.
It's magic. A celebration of life.
It really is. It's good.
What else? Is there any other business I had to take care of? It feels like I had a lot of stuff to deal with at the end here. But I think I got all of it. And once again, let's raise money so that Matt Walsh can finish A Better You by going to Indiegogo.
Yeah.
And see Horatio at the Chicago Comedy Festival? Is that what it's
Chicago
called?
Chicago Improv Festival.
Chicago Improv Festival this weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
I think it's sold out, but still, try to get in.
Yeah, and thanks for doing the show, man.
Thank you very much. We didn't talk about Gobi, because I want Gobi to come on the show maybe
what?
Next year.
Thank you. Here.
Oh, no. Well, hell.
All maybe right. Just have one bite. I mean, I know.
It's ice cream.
It's unfair to
force you. Of course I'll have it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I thought it was just going to be regular cake.
No, it's my favorite kind, ice cream cake. I don't like regular cake that much.
And it goes. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Horatio. So this is amazing. This is when they asked me what kind of cake, I said this, and you brought this. We both had the same. It's that time of year, I guess.
It's crazy. It's our time of the month.
Yeah, March Madness should be over by now, right? Thank you, Horatio Sands. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Go to PharmaJanes.com for cannabis delivered.